The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
Hey, I've got some breaking news. We've just been named the friendliest city in the country. Not only that, the friendliest town, rather. So Perth number 1, Coffs Harbour number 2, Brisbane number 3. Sydney's not even on there. Sydney, mean town. They say that in Perth, you expect to make new friends in every bar you go. I mean, not some bars. Not some of the ones in Northbridge. Not many friends in there. Anyway, we're apparently the friendliest town in Australia. So I'm going to put that to the test a little bit later on, I reckon. Also got the big call coming up this afternoon.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Perth has been named the friendliest city, friendliest town in Australia by a travel website. Ronnie in Mindari, would you agree?
Absolutely.
Well, what do you think makes Perth so friendly? Like, what is it about people here?
Just the general vibe, the mannerism of everyone, and everyone seems to get along, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place to live.
Yeah, it's coastal, it's laid back. I reckon we're pretty friendly, but let me just put it to the test. Ronnie, would you help me move house?
Would I help you move house?
Yeah, just come around and give us a hand moving a couch.
Well, I am a busy man, but yeah, why not?
There you go, that's a test.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
Celebrate the 2019 Melbourne Cup at Crown. It's the Rush Hour's Big Call on Mix 94.5.
The horses are on the track.
Yeah, the 2019 Melbourne Cup is just around the corner. You don't have to be in Melbourne to enjoy something like Melbourne Cup, I don't reckon. You can get dressed up wherever you are. I'm excited. I reckon the best place in Perth for it is Crown. Colour your world this spring and live a little brighter at Crown. So we've got the Rush Hour's Big Call. Go in the draw to win the ultimate Melbourne Cup day at Crown. Two nights at the Crown Metropole Perth. Tickets for 4 to the Classic at the Crown Ballroom and $500 to spend at Crown. I just said Crown about 8 times. To get involved, go in the draw and also win an instant $150 to spend at, you guessed it, Crown. You just have to tell me, what song is this?
Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway?
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Celebrate the 2019 Melbourne Cup at Crown. It's the Rush Hour's Big Call on Mix 94.5.
The horses are on the track.
I'm going to make a big call right now. I love the Melbourne Cup. It's one of my top three events of the year. I just like dressing up. The whole country gets involved. So I'm doing the big call because I want to give away a huge prize thanks to Crown Perth. Colour your world this spring and live a little brighter at Crown. So, Stephanie in Wandi, do you celebrate, you know, do you get involved in the Melbourne Cup?
I do occasionally.
Occasionally, depending on the year, depending if you've got a favourite in the race?
Yeah, exactly.
I tend to find that even if you aren't interested, if you work in an office like I do here, you're kind of forced to take part because there's always some sort of office sweeps going on.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to ignore it. Well, Stephanie, so you've called up. You're the person through. So you just got to tell me, what song have I re-recorded as a race call?
It is I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
I didn't even need to replay it for you.
I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? Because I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah.
Absolutely right, Stephanie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you've won an instant $150 to spend at Crown, and you've gone in the draw for this big prize, the ultimate Melbourne Cup day at Crown. So good luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Perth, I don't know if you've heard, apparently we're the friendliest town in Australia. According to the travel website, Big 7 Travel, we beat out Coffs Harbour at number 2, Brisbane at number 3, Sydney all the way back at number 16. I want to put this to the test. I'm going to call someone in our office, a Perth local, and ask them a favour, because that's what I think friendly people do. They do people favours. So I'm going to call Tim.
Hello, Tim speaking.
Hey, Tim, it's Dave. I'm in the studio. Just quickly.
Oh, g'day, Dave.
Hello, hello. Look, I'm calling you instead of coming over to talk to you because I'm just a little bit embarrassed about this. But I am going to meet someone for a drink after work, and I forgot my wallet. And I was wondering, is it okay if I could you lend me $20?
Dave, no one carries cash on them anymore. How am I supposed to give you $20?
I know.
Like, do you want to take one of my cards or something?
Could I just take one of your credit cards? I promise I won't go crazy and I will pay you back. If you don't have cash, is that okay?
Well, you can only do up to $100 on tap and pay anyway, can't you?
That's a great point. I would not. I promise I would not go further than that or try to steal. Yeah. Try to guess your PIN code. Or...
No. Well, yeah, I'm not giving you my PIN number, man.
So I can borrow your card? I promise I'll pay back. I promise I'll pay you back.
There'll be interest.
Hey, Tim, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Look, I actually keep my house key in my wallet as well. So I'm locked out. Can I also come back and crash at your place afterwards? I can give you your card back that way.
Now you might be pushing it, mate. The Rush Hour.